friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. It is so good to see you. Hang on, let me roll out my red carpet and welcome you to another edition of Sunday Worship right here on this Sunday, this 14th day of September 2014. How's the weekend coming along for ya? Yeah, our family had a chance to go to the movies yesterday. We had a great family day, and I pray that it's the same for you this weekend. And friend, today we're focusing on our relational God. We're going to be focusing on the relationship that we have with our Creator. It's so neat to know that we can go to the throne room of God anytime. We don't have to meet at the tabernacle to talk with God. We can talk with Him right here, right now. Praise the Lord. So we're going to be talking about our relational God today on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Come worship the Lord,
That's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Even though the program is called Sunday Worship, we should be worshiping the Lord every day, not just on Sundays. Amen. Well, friend, today we are going to be talking about our relational God. A few people take time to study the U.S. Internal Revenue Service's income tax regulations, and for a good reason, too, because according to Forbes magazine, just a couple of years ago, tax codes had surpassed the 4 million word mark. Think about that. In fact, the tax laws have become so complex that even the experts have a hard time processing all the regulations. You know, the religious leaders in ancient Israel did the same thing in their relationship with God. They made it too complex with laws. And I'll tell you what, there's some churches that do that today as well. You know, the law of Moses was burdensome, but faith in Christ is simple. And his burden is light, praise the Lord. It's light because God was willing to forgive us and love us. Now he enables us to love him and our neighbor. So God's love in our heart gives us a heart for him and for others.
Love is not proud. Love does not boast. Love, after all, matters the most. Love does not run, love does not hide, love does not keep locked inside. Love is the river that flows through, love never fails.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
What heights of love, what depths of peace. when fears are still, when striving seems my comforter, my all in all. Here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on whom was laid, here in the death of Christ I
Sunday. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio on this 14th day of September 2014. So good to be spending some time with you. My name is Joey Kroll, and how's the weekend coming along with you? I pray it's well. I pray it's blessed and restful. And in fact, our family had a pretty good family day yesterday. We went to go to the movies and stuffed our face on popcorn and all that good stuff. So, in fact, I remember I went to a movie theater, a high-end movie theater down in Atlanta earlier this year, and they had like Lazy Boy chairs you can sit back and recline in. Oh, it was nice, but our movie theater does not have anything like that. But praise the Lord. Hey, I pray your weekend as well, and today we're focusing on our relational God. You know, the Lord gave us his promise to send us a helper, which is the Holy Spirit. And, you know, when Greek warriors went into the battlefield, they went out in pairs, so when the enemy attacked, they can stand back to back, covering each other's blind side, and the battle partner was there to watch your back. It's really neat. You know what, friend? The Holy Spirit is more than just our helper and our comforter. He's our battle partner who covers our blind side and protects our well-being. See, you're not in this fight alone, friend. Absolutely not. The Lord has given you the Holy Spirit to go along with you. Don't grieve Him. Listen carefully. Let Him lead you to fight the good fight of faith. And don't worry about your blind side because He's got your back. and I pray that you're blessed here on this Sunday. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I'm tipping my hat off to you today. I pray that you're blessed and well and experience God in a whole new way today. Amen. Well, today we're focusing on our relational God. It's so neat to know that our God wants to have a relationship with us. We've seen that ever since the fall in Genesis chapter 3, how he provided a way, a plan, so that you and I can have a relationship with him forever and ever. Praise the Lord. You know, try as we might, tossing, turning, fluffing the pillow, pounding the pillow, sometimes we just can't fall asleep. Anybody else like that? You know, after offering some good suggestions on how to get a better night's sleep, a news article concluded that there is really no right way to fall asleep. You know, there are numerous reasons why we can't sleep, much of which we can't do much about. But sometimes unwanted wakefulness is caused by anxious thoughts, worry, or maybe even guilt. You know, the Lord desires to help us set aside our worries about finding solutions to our problems and place our trust in him to work things out. Listen to this from Psalm 55:22. It says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." Put your hope, put your worry, and put your trust in Jesus today.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the it tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, oh, but he is strong. Come on in.
God's praise than when we first begun.
Amen. Friend, thank you so much for listening to this edition of Sunday Worship. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.